I want to welcome President Piñera and his delegation to the Oval Office. It gives me an opportunity to return the extraordinary hospitality that they showed during my visit to Santiago and the wonderful warmth that the Chilean people extended to me and my delegation during my visit. You know, obviously we've got strong relationships throughout the hemisphere, but the relationship between the United States and Chile is as strong and as important as any of the relationships that we have. Chile has been on a remarkable growth trajectory over several decades, and the progress that it's made in terms of strengthening its economy, pulling people out of poverty, establishing a strong manufacturing and industrial and service base, its strong exports sector are all proof of the talents of the Chilean people, but also Chile's embrace of democracy and human rights and a market economy. And as a consequence, Chile has become not only a leader in the hemisphere, but also a leader in the world. President Piñera's outstanding leadership has continued and enhanced this process, and he and I have had an excellent relationship in a number of multilateral settings. Today we had a wide-ranging discussion. Some of the topics were very specific. For example, the process whereby we anticipate Chile being able to achieve membership in the visa waiver program that will facilitate the freer flow of people between our two countries. And I know it was one of President Piñera's highest priorities. We discussed the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a high standard, high level trade agreement with the countries, the Asia-Pacific region, which is the most dynamic and fastest growing region of the world. And Chile has been an excellent partner with us in trying to bring this multilateral trade agreement to a close. I congratulated President Piñera on the work that Chile is doing in the Pacific Partnership, in which Chile, Colombia, Mexico, and Peru are joining together to create not only economic integration, but also educational and scientific exchanges that will not only enhance each member country, but also are pointing the way for a model of economic development and growth throughout the region that I think a lot of people are paying attention to. And we also discussed the ways in which the United States and Chile can continue to strengthen its people-to-people exchanges and continue to deepen our cooperation on areas like energy that are so important to the continued prosperity of our people. So overall, I think that the relationship between the United States and Chile is extraordinarily strong. I want to thank President Piñera for his friendship and his leadership. I'm confident that during the remaining year in which he's in office, he's going to accomplish even more for the Chilean people and continue to project Chile on the world stage as a very positive force for good. And I hope that he's found this visit here to the United States useful. I look forward to an opportunity at some point to returning to Chile, one of my favorite visits during the course of my travels. And I look forward to a lot of good work in the years ahead. So thank you very much, Mr. President.
Well, thank you very much, President Obama. You know that you are always welcome in Chile. Your visit was a very important one, not only for Chile, but for the whole hemisphere. We have confirmed once again that the United States and Chile, we share the same values. Our commitment with democracy, human rights, rule of law, our market-oriented economy, our commitment with world peace. And therefore, we will keep collaborating with the U.S. in strengthening and promoting this value all over the world. Of course, we discussed many different aspects. One of them was the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And Chile is fully committed, not only with achieving an agreement and create the largest free trade zone in the world, which will be the case if the Trans-Pacific Partnership is approved, but also we want to approve it within the time framework that we have set. So we hope that in the near future, we will be able to make the progress necessary to get that Trans-Pacific Partnership deal done. On the other hand, we have a free trade agreement with the US, was signed in 2004. Since then, we have more than tripled our trade with the US. The US has a very significant surplus in its trade with Chile. We are very happy with that. But it's not only trade. We are interested in many other things. That's why this conversation has been extremely helpful, because we have discussed other issues like economy, the education, clean, renewable energies, science, technology. In all those areas, we have a lot to learn from the US, and we have a lot to collaborate with the US. We are very happy that we have signed special agreements with two states, the California, with California and with Massachusetts. And therefore, I would like to emphasize, President Obama, that we are following what you're doing in the US. Of course, it has been a difficult task, because the world is going through difficult times. But we are very optimistic that the US economy is picking up, is growing, is creating jobs, and that's good for the US people, but also for the whole world. A little bit in Spanish. Bueno, hemos tenido una reunión de trabajo con el presidente Obama. Por supuesto que hemos confirmado una vez más que Estados Unidos y Chile compartimos los mismos valores, el valor de la democracia, del Estado de Derecho, del respeto a los derechos humanos, de la integración con el mundo, del libre comercio y también de nuestro compromiso con la paz. Adicionalmente, es importante destacar que el Tratado de Libre Comercio que tenemos entre Estados Unidos y Chile ha sido extraordinariamente exitoso. Hemos logrado más que triplicar nuestro comercio con Estados Unidos y vamos a multiplicarlo nuevamente en el futuro. Pero estamos entrando en una nueva etapa. Por eso, los acuerdos que hemos llegado con el presidente Obama y con el Estado de California y de Massachusetts en materia de ciencia, tecnología, educación superior, universidades, energías limpias, son muy importantes para Chile. Y finalmente, tenemos este fuerte compromiso con lograr que el Trans-Pacific Partnership se transforme en una realidad en un futuro muy cercano. El Trans-Pacific Partnership, que incluye países en ambos lados del Océano Pacífico, se va a transformar en la zona de libre comercio más grande del mundo. Y por tanto estamos trabajando junto a Estados Unidos en lograr acuerdos que nos permitan mejorar la calidad de vida, las oportunidades del pueblo americano y también del pueblo chileno.
Thank you. Good. Thank you very much.